From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist, and as always, I've got him with me again.
Well, Dr. Funderburk, a.k.a. Honey, a.k.a. my boo forever, this is Keith Funderburk, your husband, your partner, you know, that guy that you roll with from time to time.
Time to time, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
I let
right.
you in the car.
But most importantly, you my baby daddy. I mean, my baby mama.
What?
Okay, I kind of messed that up. See, I was trying to say it, you know, my way. Mm-hmm. But you are my baby's mama.
I am, yeah.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right. And so, Dr. Funderburk, you know, I do give you a theme name or a name for the week.
Yes, you do.
Okay, and Dr. Funderburk, you got to do it. But you got to do a better job, because, see, you're not calling me by my names.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so, okay. Excuse me. Let me make sure to write this one down so I can call you by these names. Okay, so what am I calling you this week?
Okay, so this is going to be a familiar name.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay,
Lord.
So you want to call me Brother Q.
Brother Q?
Yeah, Q.
Q. Mm-hmm. Q as in, like, cute? Like, cute?
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
Okay.
But see, you know, now, you know, don't mix it up with the dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that's not an area that you really like.
Okay, see, that's the thing, brothers. When your wife put you on blast.
I didn't put you on blast.
Hey, but you talking about, you know, my dancing skills.
But you danced at the wedding.
I did dance at the wedding.
He rehearsed, y'all.
I did.
He did a good job.
So, again, my name is going to be Brother Q. See
yeah,
you.
Brother Q. Brother Q. I think we should say Cube.
Okay. Again, my name is Brother Q.
You like, don't change my name.
Yeah, don't change my name. You know what I'm saying? People be changing your name, calling you out all kind of different names.
Well, we do have someone who we're talking to today, and she changed her name,
what?
Y'all. She changed her
that's
name.
Right, that's right. That's right. She didn't change her name.
Yes, we
say
have.
Say my name.
Oh, my goodness. We have with us today a past guest who was discussing navigating life after divorce, but now she has changed. She's in the process of changing her name from Niecy Scott to Niecy Gilmore.
Hey.
Yes, Ms. Scott has become Mrs. Gilmore, and that happened in early March, March 8th, and she's married now.
Well, I'm married now. And, of course, she is also an Aggie.
Aggie Pride.
Aggie Pride.
That's right. That's right.
But look, you say, again, hello, how you living, Niecy Gilmore?
Hey, y'all, hey.
Man, you know, y'all can't see her, but man, she got the glow in the voice.
She's got the glow in the voice.
I'm telling
you, man.
Her
voice is glowing.
Look, it's kind of like going from last week's show to this week. She's so glowing. Yeah, that's right. She's glowing, y'all.
That was your name last week, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Brother
that's
Soul
right.
Glow.
Yeah, but now, Miss Gilmore, Mrs. Gilmore, that is such an honor to be able to have you on our show today. So, Dr. Funderburk, again, what are we talking about with Miss Gilmore?
Well, you know, we're looking at life after, it's not just life after divorce anymore. This is life in the remarriage. And then just how you got there, how you navigated that process, because it is a process. And especially if you're trying to be thoughtful about it, which I know Niecy was. So let's just jump right in here. So how long were you single before you remarried?
So it will almost be 7 years.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead and say approximately seven years you were single. Now, single before remarrying. So what was that period like for you?
It was, I'm going to say, challenge is the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. However, it was a period of healing.
Oh, challenge and healing. Okay, so mm-hmm. if you said healing, that means, of course, there was something that was injured, but you sound like, but you correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like you took the time to heal with thought and properly.
Yeah, I had to because of my previous life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a great part of my life, as you guys know, mm-hmm. I was married for 20 years. So,
mm-hmm.
and I had to grieve. We talked about that on the previous show.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the grieving different phases more than one time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am clearly on the other side of healed.
Wow.
So I intentionally took my time. Mm-hmm. And my husband, you know, we took our time mm-hmm. because I needed to heal. And he knew that. He realized that too.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, y'all, I said I would never get married again.
Mm.
And that was one of the things we were going to bring up. Yeah. So you said, that's
no.
not happening.
Mm-mm. Nope. I said it out loud. I said it out loud. And then I had to release those things that I said out loud because I realized it was blocking me from getting the things that I was destined to have.
Mm.
So I put myself in a box, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
I will never. You know, a lot of those things, it put me in a box.
I can see how it would. Yeah.
Wow. See, this is y'all. But even before we continue, I want to make sure that if you experiencing or have experienced divorce or know someone that's experienced divorce, call them on the phone, type a message, put it on any of your social media, tell them you got to be listening right now to WNAA 90.1 because this is a moving show because we're talking about living from hurt to healing. And we're talking to someone that have experienced it via divorce. So, Nisa, you said you were married for 20 years. I know you had some children out of this previous relationship. And so, I mean, that was a lot of things that you experienced in this previous life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you decided, you know what? At one point you said, I ain't going to do this again. I'm hanging up my boots. Or your heels, rather. But now you're moving forward. You've got remarried. And again, tell us the husband's name, by the way. I want to make sure we give a shout out to your new man.
Yes, yes. Don Gilmore is my husband.
Hey, Don.
What's up? I know Brother Don. Yes, he's a military man.
Yeah.
So, but again, wow, Don Gilmore. He put it out there. He's wooing Miss Niecy.
Yes, he wooed Miss Niecy. And
he wooed me.
I like that. But I want to go back to something you said before we move on. You were talking about the healing piece and how you had to grieve the loss of the marriage because I think that is really important to point out. I think it's important that you recognized it because a divorce is a death. It's the death mm-hmm. of a marriage. Mm-hmm. And so you had to grieve that. And then even after you grieved, you had to heal. And what I'm hearing is that you have healed. You have done the work to heal because regardless, you know, when we have a physical injury, our bodies are just made to will eventually heal. You know, if you cut your leg or arm or something and you don't do anything to it, it'll scab over and kind of do its thing, right? But it's possible to heal, but you heal all wrong, right? You know what I mean? Like if there's some dirt in there in that cut, then it's going to heal with the dirt in there. But now it's like, okay, well, did it totally heal or did it just heal kind of funky, you know? And so what I'm hearing you say was that you took the time to clean the wounds and allowed those wounds to heal after they were cleaned. And then you said, okay, let's let them sit, let them leave them alone so they can go through the healing process. And after they did, it's like, okay, maybe now I can try to reconnect with another human being on the planet. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. What was that like for you doing the work? Was it hard?
Yeah, it was hard. I think it's so important to me as a part of my healing. It mattered to when you engage with someone, right? You don't want to jump back in to something and you're taking all of your hurt, all of your triggers, all of your this. You're comparing, you're doing all of the things. You're cutting the person who didn't cut you. You know what I mean? Didn't make you bleed. I mean,
you're bleeding all over them.
Yeah, I'm bleeding all over. My baggage is coming all out, all over, you know, all over the wrong person. It had nothing to do with any of the reasons that I'm healing or going through this process. So I think it was, for me, it was important, but sometimes we just go too fast. People go too fast. And we have to be okay being by yourself. You got to be, you know, it's okay to be by yourself for a minute. To reinvent yourself, figure yourself out again, because oftentimes we may lose ourselves in marriages or relationships. So you have to figure all of that out. What happened? What do I need to change? What's hurting? You know, not jumping back into a relationship and let's date right now. You know, I couldn't do that. I just couldn't do it. I wasn't ready and I wasn't capable of doing it until I healed.
Wow. So again, you're listening to How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. We got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburk. And again, we've got the newly married, she's still glowing, Niecy Gilmore. Niecy, I want to ask you an additional question. I can hear in my mind, or even, you know, like, and what women maybe, and again, I'm specifically saying women right now, they may be experiencing some challenges of being single. You know, there may be some challenges of the stigma of being single or divorce. So did you have any of that during this period of 7 years?
Yeah, I had challenges with being single. I think one of the, I don't even know if this makes sense, but I think some of the times we have challenges because we don't know how to watch our mouth.
Say more.
We speak out a thing and then you start acting like that thing, right?
Okay.
So you start speaking out or dragging out or belaboring, you know, the hurt and the this and the that, and then you become bitter and then you become anger and then you go through these horrible cycles because we don't watch our mouths. So that's one of the things that I had to start doing, is saying something different, because I think and I believe with all my heart that our mouths are powerful. And things happen because of what we speak.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So, our words are very powerful.
Yeah. They help us to grow and develop or shrivel up and die.
Wow.
So I had to watch my mouth and be intentional about focusing on moving on, you know. Move on. It's time to move on. It's time to heal. Do the things to heal. Get counseling. Get it out. I did symbolic things for me to get over things, like writing things down and purging. if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I did purging. I've done therapy and all of those things. And I never thought in a million years that I would allow myself to feel again or love again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most important thing with my husband and I, we were friends and had no intention when we first met of marrying.
Wow.
You know, we were just buddies. We would take walks, and man, he would listen to me and
listening, guys,
listening to all of my stuff. And there was never any funny business, never any weird motives or anything like that. But we were buddies. We were friends.
So you could trust him, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I could trust him. I could tell him anything. I never heard about it, you know. It never came back or whatever. So that was really important. And I didn't date a lot. You know, I didn't jump back out there.
Right. You know, let me ask this question, because it's interesting, though, because for a lot of women, they keep that handkerchief. And when I'm thinking in a visual kind of way, in other words, they never really let it go. The previous relationship. In other words, that person may have moved on, they may have remarried, or whatever the case may be. But for some people, we will just hold on and on and on to that relationship, thinking that, you know, he's going to come back to me or she's going to come back to me eventually.
Or, well, you know, I think it's also, and you let me know, Nisi, your thoughts on this too. Sometimes I think people are holding on to the pain that was there, the hurt, or the whatever the feeling was. And a lot of times the feeling was anger at certain points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like if you release the anger and forgive someone, and just let them, you know, do their own thing, it almost could feel like, well, I'm letting them off the hook. And it's not necessarily about letting them off the hook. It's you're trying to move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women will not admit to that. They're not letting go and moving on because it's hard or hurts or whatever. But yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But Dr. Funderburg, so let me ask you this question then. So why is it that for some people, we just want to keep holding on and on and on. We just don't want to let that old relationship go.
Well, sometimes, you know, I think it's like Nisi mentioned the word symbolic earlier. There's some symbolism to that initial relationship. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, whatever, however it was symbolic to you, you know, it could be the first this or the first that, or the, you know, this was the person who was the cream of the crop, maybe, that you were with in the first place, or whatever the symbolism was.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, I think sometimes letting things go can feel like a failure, when it's really not a failure. It's just growth. And you're figuring out, okay, this is how I do life differently. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing, especially when there's not, because Nisi said she was single for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when you let go of one relationship and there's not another one right there in that moment, for some people, and I think this is a part of what society may say to us, is that, oh, well, you don't have a relationship? Well, you know, well, who are you, and what are you, and what are you worth? And that piece is unfair to women.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, you're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburgs. We've got Keith and Dr. Nanette Funderburg here. We're talking with Nisi Gilmore. Again, she's was able to get healed mentally and internally as it relates to divorce. So, Anissa, I want to ask this question then. As you look back over this journey, as you went through this healing process, would you do something differently? Or better yet, for somebody that's in this journey, they just got a divorce. They just made the decision. They haven't even gone to the court and got the paperwork yet, but they just made the decision, I've got to get out of this toxic relationship. What would you say to that person?
So since I'm on the other side, you know, because we talked about that, but I think a little bit, it's a big decision. So be sure about that. Because then you don't want to go down that regret road. Because divorcing is a life-changing event. And it was for me. I wouldn't change any of the actions or the decisions because I know that they were confirmed decisions before I acted or moved or any of that. I would say, like I said before, to watch your mouth because we put ourselves in boxes and we start to walk out the things that we say. So anger, bitter, all those things, we watch your mouth with that. I also don't subscribe to this new independent woman thing. I don't need a man thing. I don't subscribe to that. I don't. And I don't know if it's a need or want, but I believe that's how life is destined to be with me and woman, not to be alone, to be together, doing life together. And there's purpose in that. I believe that 100%. So, you know, it was good to be able to open myself back up to that. To say, Niecy, you know, get rid of the bitterness. Don't do the anger thing. You know, get on the other side of healing. You don't subscribe. And I think that jolted me, too, because I don't subscribe to that. Oh, the single lady, you know, I don't subscribe to that. You know, independent woman, you don't need a man. You know, no, I do. And I want. No, I do. I do. So I don't subscribe to that. So that helped me as I was healing, too, you know, to change my words and release the negative things that I had been saying about what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. So
I hear you. I hear you. So you want that brother, look, serve me, bring me some grits. And
she didn't say that.
Which, I mean, you know.
Serve each other.
Yeah, you know, serve each other. That's
doing,
right. I got
doing life together. Doing life together is so amazing. And I'm so excited to, you know, to be at this place now doing life with my honey.
Wow. And you know, so my last question to you before we, before the show ends, what is the most rewarding part about this new chapter, about joining in matrimony with your
man? Oh my gosh. You know, so alignment and agreement, I must put it like that.
Okay.
Being in sync the way that we both believe that we should be. The other thing, I love my girls, y'all know that. My girls, I love them. But y'all, I am so stinking excited about my husband, but I got two sons too now.
That's right. You're a blended family now.
Yes. I am over the moon that I have sons now. I don't know what to do.
Okay, so make sure we give you a shout out to your girls first and then your sons.
Yes, my girls is Kaya and Kaylin, and my sons are Donovan and Damatis. Yes, I'm over the moon excited about
that. Wow, look at that. Look
wow. At that. Yeah, and that, it sounds like, you know, you have gone into it the best way possible. You know, this is the best setup possible for a blended family, because you two are on the right trajectory. You're on the same page, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And mm-hmm. you're happy about what the other person brings to your life. So he's brought sons to you. You've brought daughters to him. I imagine mm-hmm. he has similar feelings about your girls.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is new perspective probably for all involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Funderburg, of mm-hmm. course, I want to end with a mental health moment. Mm-hmm. We've heard the healing process for Niecy. Again, the question I want to ask you, if there's someone that is just starting this new life, this new chapter mm-hmm. of being divorced, what can you recommend for them to do it in a way that's going to be healthy for their own mental stability? What two, three mm-hmm. things that they can do as they start this new journey?
Mm-hmm. So you got to do the work. You've got to make sure, like Niecy was talking about, that you're not bleeding all over the person, this new person, whomever the new person is going to be in your world. You want to make sure that your injuries are healed so that you don't bleed all over this new person who could really, really be good for you. Mm-hmm. Also, I would not be afraid, even though that's a mouthful to say, you know, don't be afraid, or to say be confident in this new thing, the new life, you know. So in the singleness, be confident in this new part of you, and recognize that the healing, the growth part is not going, even though it might hurt, it's not going to kill you. Mm. It just may hurt for a while. But when you think about it, you know, any healing process, even the physical healing process, hurts because there has already been injury there. So when the flesh is coming back together, to sew itself back together, even that hurts. So if I'm going to hurt either way, let's hurt in a way that's going to make me better on the other side of it. And it sounds like that's exactly what our guest, the former Niecy Scott, but now Niecy Gilmore, has done. And it's going to be beautiful. Maybe we'll get you and Don to come back in, what, another year or so, and tell us how this married life is for y'all.
Yeah. There you go. There you go, Don. Do it, brother. Do
so
it.
We're letting you know right now, Don. We're putting you on notice, sir. We want you on the show next time.
All right, Dr. Funderburg, I guess we got to get up out of here.
We do. You know what? We appreciate you all for listening. We're so glad and we're so grateful for you every week. If you have any comments or questions, make sure that you're messaging us at WNAAcommunity@gmail.com. And we want you to join us next week on How You Livin', a show about life with the Funderburgs. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburgs. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests, and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA FM HD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FM HD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburgs on 90.1 FM WNAA.